It's early evening, shortly after the close of our last episode, as Gus Jansen hurries to his meeting with Gordy Weber. We'll join Gus in a few moments. First, in Bella Street's apartment.
Here's your tea, Perry.
Mm-hmm.
And your ham sandwich. Mm. No, don't move. I'll sit by you. Now then, isn't this nicer than a crowded restaurant?
Sure you have enough room here on the couch?
I don't mind being crowded. Mm. I wish I knew what's troubling you, Perry.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't been the same since Halverson showed us where you're going to stage the accident.
Well, it's something to think about.
I know. Perry, give me your sandwich.
Mm?
No, give it to me. Now, look at me. No, not through me. I'm not a pane of glass. I'm a real flesh and blood girl.
And you're a very pretty girl, too.
Thank you so much. Now, before you forget that starting fact for another year, tell me what's wrong, Chief.
The setup.
But I think it'll work. If Suzanne Barclay really believes her mother's killed in an accident...
Oh, no, that part is okay. The location for the supposed accident is wrong.
Why? It's a logical place to have an accident.
Yes, and if all goes well, it's a good spot. But it's very close to the highway.
Yes?
Too close to the highway. We'll have to do it at night, Bella.
Sorry, we have to wait until tomorrow night.
Do we?
Perry, now?
Yes, why not?
Well, no reason if you can get ready.
I've gone over it. Jake is going to handle publicity. He's standing by. Mrs. Barclay is ready whenever we need her. The stunt driver is ready.
Wait a minute. How about Paul Drake and Halverson and...
I'll check with them right now.
I'll take these plates in the kitchen.
No, wait.
But if you're going to do it now...
No, there's plenty of time, Bella, so just sit down. Oh, Paul. Perry Mason. Did you line up Maury Cohen for that deal tomorrow morning? That's fine. We're going to do it tonight. Tonight, Paul. Yes, that's right. There's been a change. Well, sometime around 10 o'clock, so Jake can get the story in tomorrow morning's paper. Now, listen, you and Maury stand by. I'll let you know the exact time in a few minutes.
Aren't you going to eat your sandwich?
Hmm? Oh, yes, I'll eat two sandwiches.
Not mine, you won't.
All right, then, making another one. You have enough ham left?
Oh, come on.
Just a minute. Let me speak to Lieutenant Halverson. Oh, yes, I'll wait.
You feel better, don't you?
I like to make things happen when I can. And this time I can. All we need now is a break, and we'll smash this syndicate. Yes, Don, hello. I said we'll smash this syndicate if we get busy. So now, let's get busy. Get hold of your stunt driver, Pat Murphy, and arrange for him to... Meanwhile, only a few blocks away... A member of the crime syndicate Perry Mason's investigating sits in a cocktail lounge. His name is Gordon Weber, and as you know, he thinks he has damaging information on Gus Jansen. August Jansen is Gordy's bitter rival within the syndicate, so anything which hurts Gus makes Gordy feel good. Gordy's feeling very good indeed as he leans back in his chair.
Cigarettes.
Look at that.
Cigarettes.
Hey, girlie, come in.
Yes, sir. You want to buy something, sir?
Excuse me for laughing, but I happened to think of something when I noticed your costume.
You did, huh?
You'll never guess what I was thinking.
Just give me three guesses.
No, I was thinking it's a good thing they got the joint heated. You'd catch pneumonia in that costume. And then I thought, maybe they don't have the heat turned on. Maybe that costume makes it seem like they have. Well, all kidding aside, girl, that's a real cute little costume.
Thanks.
Now, I'm interested in stuff like that. Professional interest.
Why don't you grow up, little man?
Huh?
I said act your age.
Well, now, you really put me in my place, didn't you? Act my age, she says. You think I'm old enough to smoke?
Maybe I ought to tell you. Cigarettes cost 75 cents a package.
I got 75 cents, but I smoke cigars. You got halos?
Yes, sir. They cost $1 a piece.
How many you got?
How many?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, half a box. That's $25.
Okay, I want them.
All of them?
Yeah, all of them. That's $25, right? Okay, here's a $50 bill.
I'll have to get change.
You'll have to get nothing. Keep the change. Keep the change. Keep the cigars. All but one. I'll take one for good luck, okay?
Well, yes, sir.
You bet it's okay. I'm paying you $50 for one cigar. The next time I ask you something, don't crack wise.
Yes, sir.
Now, like I was saying, I got a professional interest in your costume. I got a nightclub out in the coastal highway. I call the place Tony's.
The new place?
Uh-huh.
I've heard of it. Are you Tony?
No, I'm Gordy. It pleases me to call the place Tony's, so I call it Tony's. You understand that?
Why, sure, Gordy.
And if it pleases me to give a girl a break and let her work in a joint with real class, I go ahead and give her a job. You understand that?
Sure I do, honey.
Okay, we'll talk about it later. Now, beat it, because here comes the guy I want to talk to. Hello, Gus.
Oh, hello, Gordy. Oh, am I interrupting something?
No, she's just leaving. Oh, hey, wait a minute. What's your name?
Selma.
Okay, Selma, I'll see you later.
Cigars? Cigarettes?
Friend of yours?
Brand new.
Good looking.
Uh-huh. Hey, you want to see me?
Yes, Gordy.
I'll make it snappy. I'm due out at the club. Hey, Garcon, bring me a double martini. You have a drink, Gus?
No, thanks, Gordy, but you go ahead.
I'm going to. Okay. What's on your mind?
I'm disturbed, Gordy. I'm bothered.
Yeah, Gus?
Yeah. Because when I spoke to you on the phone a few minutes ago... Well, tell me if I'm wrong, Gordy, but I thought you seemed a little irked.
A little what, Gus?
A little, well, you know, a little impatient with me.
Me? You talking about me, pal?
Naturally, I want to know what's the matter. Oh, we've had our little differences in the past.
Yeah, a little bit.
Of course, nothing important. We've always been pals, eh, Gordy?
Oh, well, sure we have. Sure we have, Gus, sure. And if there was anything wrong, I'd tell you. There's nothing wrong, Gus. We've always been friends. We're still friends. Like you say, we've had our little differences in the past. Like when you threw me off and threw off on me being a little guy. Like when you made me look bad in front of JT. Like the way you sneaked ahead of me with Kate Beekman. Little things like that. But they're nothing, pal.
Then, you're not mad?
Me? I'm not mad at anybody, pal. Cigar. Least of all you.
Cigarette?
No, sir, Gus, we're pals, just like always. Hey,
Cigarettes?
Selma, come here a minute.
Cigars? Cigarettes?
What are you calling her for?
The waiter walked off. We'll sell and send Selma for a waiter.
For what?
For a drink. For you and me to have a drink together. To prove we're still pals.
You want something, honey?
Yeah, Selma. Ask the waiter to get us a couple of martinis.
No, not for me, Gordy.
Just one, Gus. Just one to prove we're pals.
I don't drink anymore.
What's the matter with him?
Him? Huh. It's a funny thing about him, Tommy. He don't drink. He used to drink.
Nick's Gordy.
He used to crawl right inside the bottle.
Watch your step, Gordy.
Oh, it's okay, Gus. It's okay. I'm going to give Thelma a job in the club. I wanted to know the score.
Thelma, this fellow offer you a job?
No, he talks about it.
I'd advise you not to listen. He's only one of the hired hands.
What? Well, he said he's the boss.
I'm the boss. He works for me, right, pal?
I'm going to tell you something, Thelma. Now, don't look at him. Look at me and listen to me. You'll be out at the club next Monday morning. Be out there ready to go to work.
Better listen to me, Thelma. I do the hiring and firing.
It's that way now, Gus. There's going to be changes.
What?
Changes.
Why? Where do you get that stuff?
Never mind, pal. You'll be there Monday morning, Thelma.
Whatever you say, honey.
There's going to be some important changes between now and Monday.
You're talking about me, pal?
I never talk about a friend, Gus.
Do I order one or two drinks?
I'll tell you what, honey. Just order one for me. But give my friend a package of chewing gum.
Chewing gum?
Yeah. My pal ain't ready for a drink, so he'll take chewing gum. After Monday, he'll be ready for a drink. After Monday, he'll be crying for a drink. But in the meantime, he'll stick the gum. But wait till next Monday, kid. You'll see him dive inside the bottle. Now, don't ask me questions, Gus. Just wait, pal. Just wait. Well, Gus failed to learn what Gordy knows, but he's certain Gordy has some damaging information. There'll be important and exciting developments in the near future. So join us tomorrow, won't you?